This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Charlie Kirk is supposed to be over at UF today. Did you know about that? Good morning and welcome. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Our college friends at Turning Point USA have two events coming up of interest. And let's see, they've got, Thursday, February 27th at noon. So noon today, Charlie Kirk will take questions live as part of his campus outreach program. He will be on the Plaza of the Americas at UF.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
So compared to when Donald Trump Jr. was here a few years ago and you were there, Do you think it will be different on the campus as far as the rudeness that that ensued at that event?
You know, that is a good question. I think that, you know, there's winds of change a-blowing, and I think college campuses are feeling some of that change.
Right.
There is a, you know, a small but consistent sort of conservative movement, if you will. But I don't know. I think the hardcores might be even more vocal than they have been. So it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, there was a video going around about a week or so ago of a college student who was taking all the posters down. You know,
I saw
you
that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
And so you're always going to have those that are just, you know, jerks.
Well, and can't answer for their actions.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did you take that down? I think you know why. No, I wouldn't have asked you.
No, because I think, you don't believe in free speech or anything like that?
Well, that clearly is a part of it, for sure. Yeah, what do you fear by somebody giving their opinion in the public square?
Yeah.
All right, under the file, simmer down, people, simmer down now. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick telling people to simmer down about the gold card visa proposal Trump laying out there.
All right.
Assuring Americans that the applicants would be vetted. Let me repeat that. The applicants would be vetted.
Like if you just showed up with cash, we're like, oh, come on in, no problem. I mean, really? Come on. Really?
He said, we said that from the first minute go, these are vetted people. Did I mention that these are vetted people? Mm. Yeah, he definitely wanted to make the point because others have said, well, you know, just because you have $5 million doesn't make you a good person.
No, but just because you don't have $5 million and there's millions of you coming in doesn't mean you're all good people either over the last four
years.
Well,
I mean, look, two wrongs don't make a right. You want to vet people no matter what.
Exactly.
When you got $195 in your pocket or $195 million.
Mm-hmm.
The new gold card visa proposal, it's interesting. Now, is it really going to happen? Lutnick goes on to say, these are going to be great global citizens who are going to bring entrepreneurial spirit, capacity, and growth to America. If one of them comes in, think of the jobs they're going to bring with them, the businesses they're going to bring with them, and they're going to pay American taxes as well. So this is huge money for America.
I like it.
Theoretically, yes.
Yep.
President Trump suggested the introduction of a gold card visa on Tuesday afternoon, a potential opportunity for foreign investors to buy their way to American citizenship. Now, we currently offer a similar opportunity through the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program. That was established in 1990 and is administered by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. According to their website, the visa is open to investors who, quote, make the necessary investment in a commercial enterprise in the United States and plan to create or preserve 10 permanent full-time jobs for qualified U.S. workers. Okay, so if you can create and preserve 10 permanent jobs, there is already of an avenue for you. Now, Trump's recent suggestion would actually replace the EB-5 program, and instead he plans to propose the gold card visa to the tune of 5 million. Yep. Lutnick shed light on how Trump's latest pitch came to be, telling Brett Baer from Fox News the president had conversations over the weekend with his friend John Paulson, who came up and said, hey, why aren't we doing better with that program, the EB-5? He called me, we talked about it, and I did work over the weekend and on Monday. And on a Tuesday at a press conference, the president comes out and gives the path. So the head of commerce shared that there are approximately 250,000 individuals in line for the gold card visa and priced at $5 million apiece. The current list would come to, you ready for this? $1.25 trillion for the U.S. Let me say that again. If this program is successful and the people that they think are, you know, in line for it already, 250,000, that comes to $1.25 trillion.
Wow.
For the United States. And they said, imagine if you sell a million of them. That's $5 trillion. That pays off our, you know, off our debt, drives down interest rates, and makes America amazing.
Nice.
This could end up being something. This, I can tell you this. This is going to end up bigger than Trump being on a $250 bill. A congressman suggested this. Joe Wilson out of South Carolina. Yeah, let's put President Trump on a $250 bill. He said, look, the most valuable bill for the most valuable president. I like it. Mm-hmm. As we come up to our 250th birthday in 26. 250th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, Trump's already planning like a year-long celebration in America. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
No H.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So is this a good idea? Sure, it's a good idea. I'm all for it. The problem? There's a reason why they call some of our American dollars and denominations the dead presidents.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's that part.
It actually is stipulated in the 1866 Act of Congress that the person has to have been deceased.
Could we get a they tried to kill me twice exemption?
I'd be in favor of that.
Okay, I just checking.
Yeah.
Got to ask.
And you might as well start chipping away on Mount Rushmore, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, if you want to see heads explode, and I don't mean the rocks with dynamite. I mean, liberal heads would explode. It'd be worth it just for
I
that,
think but, it yeah. is not out of the realm of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see how things go. Here's my fear. Trump is going to get things just chugging and moving, and the economy and interest rates are going to come down. Inflation is going to come down. And I think life is going to get really good for Americans. And then in the back of my mind, I have that thought. I go,
I know where you're going.
What are they going to do? What's what is the new
COVID?
You know, COVID going to be? Yeah. And it may be nothing that we can even surmise on the horizon. Something completely different.
Yeah.
And you know there's powers in the world right now that are, unfortunately, working on something.
Every day. You talked about the Chinese earlier. They're all in on that.
Oh, and the North Koreans who stole $1.5 billion cryptocurrency. Mm. North Korea.
Yeah.
North Korea, where people use charcoal to cook on and heat their home.
Yes.
No, never mind the side effect of burning charcoal inside.
Mm-hmm.
But...
wow.
They can't even keep the lights on for more than 4 or 5 hours a day in most areas of the country. But they have unbelievable hackers, highly sophisticated people. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is 9:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about in between. And we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Happy Thursday, 97.3, the sky. Save somebody's life, and maybe they'll pay you back. 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. He's now the Secret Service Director, Sean Curran. He was one of the faces in the photo where Trump is raising his fist triumphantly after surviving an attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. He was one of the Secret Service agents there to the right of the president in the photo, to his left, technically. And he had a sit-down with Sean Hannity, a little interview, because he is now the Secret Service Director. Save Trump's life.
Yeah, get a job.
Trump puts a guy in charge of the Secret Service, and they've had issues. And Sean Curran, though, said he is confident the agency will get to the bottom of the security failures last year after two assassination attempts on Donald Trump's life. I'm confident in the men and women in Secret Service, our partners on the Hill, the secretary, and the cooperation from everyone else. I'm confident in the process. Yep, he was the one who was there in July when the attempt was made against then-candidate Trump's life at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Agents rushed to the stage after a gunman fired shots, killing one and seriously injuring two others. A bullet struck the 47th president's ear after gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks fired several shots from the rooftop of a building roughly 130 yards away. Completely unacceptable that that building was not properly secured. That is beyond the pale, really.
No, yeah.
2 months later, a Secret Service advance agent spotted what appeared to be a rifle poking out of the tree line near Trump's golf course and opened fire, causing a man to run away. That suspected would-be assassin Ryan Wesley Ruth was charged in September with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and having a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Other than that, he seemed to be like a, you know, okay guy.
Average American.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Agent Curran served as the special agent in charge of the Trump detail before he was appointed director of the Secret Service. And he said Butler was life-changing, a life-changing event for him, the agency, and the country. And he also went on to say it's often hard to express that. The longtime law enforcement veteran explained that he takes the threats against protectees seriously and is working on coming up with new ways to deal with threats from the Iranian government. Hmm. It's one of the reasons why I brought in an outside expert from the intelligence community to take a look at our intel apparatus. I feel that strongly about what we're doing and where I want to take our intelligence divisions to. The Secret Service rolled out a recruitment ad created by Transformers director Michael Bay earlier this month. You may have seen it during the Super Bowl, designed to boost hiring amid cuts to federal government jobs. All right. So there you go. Protect the president.
Yeah.
May be rewarded for it. Serve your country. You should be rewarded for it. Yep. Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and the 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner is coming April 26th, and that is going to be at the World Equestrian Center. This is going to be a great night. Music, food, drink, all kinds of goodies, raffle prizes, auction prizes, and you're going to get to hear from Major General James the Hammer Hartsell, and this guy has some incredible stories that he will share with you. I have seen him speak twice before. He is impressive, and even though seeing him twice, the two speeches or talks that he gave were not similar. So he has wide and varied experience. So even if you have seen him before, all the more reason why you might want to hear from him again. But you can get a table or you can get individual tickets. And this all goes right back into Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, healing the hidden wounds of war. So go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org for more information. soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Cabinetmeeting.org. All right. President Trump had his first cabinet meeting. And he began it how? Of course, with a prayer.
Nice.
And he asked the HUD Secretary, Scott Turner, if he would lead prayer. Yep. We pray that you will give the president, the vice president, wisdom, Father God, as they lead. Father, I pray for all of our colleagues that are here around the table and in this room. Lord God, we pray that we would lead with a righteous clarity. He said, in part, Trump commended him for doing a very good job, referring to the prayer. But moments before the prayer, Trump spoke about the strength and success of his cabinet. After just 1 month, he said, we've put together a great cabinet. We've had tremendous success. We've been given a lot of credit for having a very successful first month, and we want to make that many months and years. We're going to solve a lot of problems. We're doing very well with Russia, Ukraine. President Zelensky is going to be coming Friday. That's now confirmed. And that's also has to do with the rare earth mineral deal that Zelensky agreed to. The president said on Wednesday, we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. So, yep, that was the first cabinet meeting. All these people are already busy. Busy working, busy making things happen before they even had their first meeting. That's the kind of people that he wanted to assemble. That's the kind of people that he has.
It's an amazing team. You just go down the list one by one. They're incredible.
Now for the downers.
Uh-oh.
The Debbie Downers.
Oh, my goodness.
Although his name is Pritzker.
Oh.
Could be pronounced differently and would be more accurate as to his personality traits, but we won't go there now.
The only thing that's not down is his waist size.
Indeed. He was on MSNBC's Deadline, which...
appropriate.
Well, dead It is appropriate for, you know, their ratings. But anyway, he was there. And, of course, what did he attempt to do? Attempt to paint a very inaccurate picture of the president. That's... all they have, folks.
Yeah.
Did he have anything that was positive and uplifting? No. Look, it starts out, and you almost think it is. He says, I'm grateful to be an American. I believe very much in protecting all the rights of America, the American people. I also built a Holocaust museum with Holocaust survivors here. And I can tell you, this is the governor of Illinois, I can tell you that in 1933 and 34, the German Constitutional Republic was converted into a dictatorship in a very short period of time. And you know, anybody who walks through a Holocaust museum and sees the chronology can see that. When rights get taken away, when you know people, the services to people are diminished, when all of a sudden we're favoring one group of people over another, that's a danger that we ought to all pay attention to. Well, I'm seeing that in this country right now. And I need to speak up. I needed people to hear that. I think that you know we're seeing gradually an understanding that we've got to speak up. People need to show up and speak out. Governor Pritzker, the people did show up. It was called an election, and it occurred in early November. And President Trump won that election. Fair and square. To be the leader of the free world and to lead this constitutional republic in the right direction, as most Americans agreed that we were moving in the wrong direction under the leadership of your like-minded friends in the Democrat Party. So shut your pie hole unless you're at the buffet, which apparently is not a problem. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Hang in there. It's Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. And we've got some of your... now we've got all the top headlines. We got it all. It is 9:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you going to spend this lovely, beautiful day later on?
I don't know yet.
Really?
I really don't.
You usually have your day planned out in 15-minute increments.
I know.
I'm surprised.
I know. I've got to go look at the schedule. I've not made it to the gym this week. It's been one of those weeks where every day that I've planned it, things just kind of keep getting in the way, and that's not good.
I'm going to see my skin doctor, the lovely Dr. Coffin, later on to get my skin checked, which is very, very important, especially, you know, as I was out on the boat yachting it yesterday on the lake.
He did wear his Yacht Rock t-shirt yesterday, and from what I understand, he was wearing his captain's cap on the boat.
We were jamming to the Yacht Rock and cruising the lake.
On the Rose 3.
It was lovely. Mm-hmm. It really was beautiful.
It was a nice day out. See, and you were doing that. I'm like out working in the yard trying to figure out where the lights are shorting out.
As life should be. As the good Lord intended, clearly. I don't deserve all these blessings, but I will accept them graciously. Thank you, Lord. Tomorrow kicks off Bike Week. Get your motor running. Head out to Daytona. Yes, I will be going. The annual pilgrimage, the Mecca of motorcycles. Mm-hmm. I'll be over there. Please keep an eye out for motorcycles. They don't have as big a profile as vehicles do.
Yep.
I beg you to put your phone down anyway, whether people are on motorcycles or not. But they're going to be out and about, and would appreciate just an extra sliver of thought there. Thank you in advance. So the weather should be cooperating for that as well. So good times, folks. I think, you know, The chilly stuff is mostly behind us, I think.
Well, the weeds are growing really well in my grass. Just waiting for the zoysia to turn green.
When do you put out the weed and feed? Is it time yet? Is it time for the weed and feed?
Yeah, the weeds, they need to be weeded and the grass needs to be feeded.
Feeded?
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, Doge uncovered another, obviously, very irritating thing. You've got these nonprofits that have been sent millions of dollars. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad and all useless. Many provide valuable services. Okay, well, that's part of the whole Doge thing, is let's go through it and see who's getting what and who deserves what and who's performing. Because I don't know if you're spending and sending a bunch of money per month to a facility that's not even open, that's probably going to be eliminated, because that's not very efficient, is it? Department of Health and Human Services has terminated a contract with a nonprofit that was paid millions of dollars each month to operate a Texas overflow facility, and it has sat empty. Social media post, Doge said the former U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement employee and Biden transition team member joined Family Endeavors in early 2021, where they helped the organization secure a sole source HHS contract for overflow housing from licensed care facilities. And as a result of that, this nonprofit, Family Endeavors, apparently their cash and portfolio of investments grew from $8.3 million in 2020 to $520 million in 2023. But just recently, they were actually cut off. What do you think HHS was paying for this? You're not even going to believe it. $18 million. A month. I know it's not cheap, maybe to house and feed people.
Yeah, but I mean, how many people? It's a lot of meals. It's a lot. I mean, if you got families, you got all those issues. I mean, 18 million sounds like a lot, but if you're taking care of a lot of folks, that's going to get you up pretty quick.
That's the big thing. And apparently, there were reports of poor conditions there. Were they wisely using the $18 million a month? Now, that's $18 million a month.
Not a year.
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
And now they did serve, I guess, using that term loosely, they did serve some people. They did. But like I said, there were reports of poor conditions. So apparently the people that they did serve, they didn't do a great job. But the problem is they kept accepting $18 million a month, even though the facility was shut down.
So where did that money go? That's the question, huh?
How big are their pockets?
$18 million. Well, some big pockets for that.
Well, they're nonprofit, so they got to get rid of all the profits.
Wow.
That's amazing. Guess, right?
But there's nothing to see here, and let's scream and yell and tell Elon he wasn't elected.
One contract.
Yeah.
$215 million a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're going to dig into it, so they say. Doge and its leader, Elon Musk, have taken a slash-and-burn approach to wasteful government spending. Wednesday, he predicted Doge would reach his $100 trillion spending cut if they cut $4 billion per day through September. I don't know about $100 trillion. That seems... I don't think that figure is correct, is it? I don't think it is. Anyway, that must be spread over 10 years or something. But anyway, they are... headed in the right direction, I think. And as long as they're not afraid to admit when they cut something that it turns out is quite needed, quite useful, et cetera, as long as they reinstate those programs, and apparently I know they already have in one of them.
That has happened already, so that's good.
Yeah.
I loved his T-shirt that he was wearing at the cabinet meeting.
What did it say?
Tech support.
Tech support?
He's a pretty techie guy.
There you go.
I think it's perfect.
The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. Politically, where was Jeff? Not too long ago. Left of center, okay. But now, change of the guard. And his other very wealthy friends seem to be getting kind of palsy-wowsy with President Trump. They seen the writing on the wall? Have they seen the light? Have they had an epiphany? Maybe all of the above. But here's what we know about Jeff Bezos. You know, it was fairly recently where he came out and talked about, you know, the media being too far left.
Right.
And now he's come out and said, look, going forward on the opinion pages, we're going to be writing every day in support and defense of two pillars, personal liberties and free markets. He said, viewpoints opposing those pillars will be left to be published by others. I'm of America and for America and proud to be so. Our country did not get here by being typical, and a big part of America's success has been freedom in the economic realm and everywhere else. He stressed that freedom is ethical. It minimizes coercion and practical. It drives creativity, invention, and prosperity. I agree. But apparently, one of his opinion editor does not agree, and in fact resigned. David Shipley resigned Tuesday after Amazon founder and owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, announced that going forward, they were going to, you know, protect those two pillars. Is David Shipley saying that he is for destroying those two pillars? Personal liberties and free markets? Is he trying to push a brand of socialism, a type of Marxism that we've seen rise up? Why would you want to take away people's personal liberties? Does that have anything to do with the Bill of Rights? Does that have anything to do with our personal individual right to express our religion, to express ourselves and our opinions, as in the freedom of speech? What about that pesky Second Amendment?
Ooh, that one gets in the way.
Oh, the one where we have the God-given right to bear arms that is not supposed to be infringed on by government, protected by government. I think we're getting to the root of what is bothering David Shipley. Well, good for you, David. I'm glad you resigned. Huh. And wish you continued success in your mom's basement. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is Thursday. We are getting ready for things that make you smile. That's next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call now. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for a little segment we call Things That Make You Smile. It's where you call in with upbeat, positive, count your blessings kind of thoughts. No politics, just good stuff that you want to share with us. And it is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. I get that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is that when you did your NPR coverage earlier today, you didn't drop from your normal voice volume, radio voice volume, because if you had dropped to NPR levels, we might have all fallen asleep and missed the second half of the show. Thanks for a great show.
Well, thank you for sharing that information with us. And all I can say is that if Greg doesn't turn on the air conditioning, the next thing I talk about will be sweaty. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
I got a proposition for you, Bob. Pick any hole at your tournament, and if you do better than a snowman, which is an 8 in golf talk, I will donate $500. I'll be working hole number 2, and that's making me smile, wondering what you're thinking right now. Pick any hole, get your clubs out, $500 if you can do better than an 8. God bless America.
Well, if it's for, you know, the Arc of Alachua County and their great work with the developmentally disabled, yeah, why not take a crack at it? I'll have to figure out what the easiest hole is. And go from there.
I like the windmill, personally.
Yeah, I don't think they have one.
Really?
No.
Clown face?
No. They don't.
Really?
No, and golf courses don't usually do that. It's more of like a mini golf type thing.
Oh, that's my.
That's okay. That's right. Okay. Craig, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, good morning. What's making me smile is tomorrow and Saturday, I am going to the Veterans Council Art Sale to benefit Stuff the Bus at the Elliott Center tomorrow afternoon and all day Saturday. Help kids, help veterans, and walk away with an art treasure.
And where's this at? And where's it at?
The Elliott Center at the Hospice, 3231 Southwest 34th Avenue.
Awesome. That makes me smile.
I like how you acted like you didn't know about the event or where it was. That was pretty good.
Oh, no. We had the Colonel on the air.
Yeah.
We had him on the air talking about it. Yep. Let's go to Vaughn. What's making you smile?
I just want to tell you, if you're going south on A1A, and you just about 6 or 7 blocks south of Bel Air Plaza where Publix is, turn right. Euclid Avenue. I'm the 4th house on the right. Stop in, say hey. Thank you.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Here's an invitation.
Bikini Bike Wash. It is in his driveway.
Now you got Bob's attention. I'm smiling. Just heard from Pastor Chris a little while ago. You know, we've got a 40-some-odd people from church that are down in Guatemala doing some great work down there, and the week is going well, doing a lot of good, helping folks, and just wanted to check in. And so he says hello to folks back here in the States.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. And he's making life better for people there. And it's nice because, you know, physically making their lives better and spiritually giving them some guidance there, too. So that's what I would call win-win.
Absolutely. That's
and
a lot of good.
Look, that's how President Trump's cabinet meeting started off, with a prayer.
Yeah.
And I believe that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Who couldn't use some divine guidance in these troubled and turbulent times?
Absolutely, for sure. You nailed that one.
You won't hear that on NPR.
No, you won't.
All right. thank you. Thank you for listening and supporting the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. But don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense. and shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTI. Mansuri Manuchakri, a Tajikistan-born truck driver living in Brooklyn, allegedly has funneled $70,000 to ISIS-affiliated individuals. He also boasted to his terror sympathizer buddies overseas about his firearms prowess. Well, he has been busted, and federal agents have uncovered a photo and are getting more information about his sham marriage to a Bronx stripper. And it all came because of a tip from his ex-wife. She provided the Smoking Gun. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See you.